We go now to the Quiver River Electric guest line, where we're joined by State Senator Jason Plummer. He's the Illinois State Senator from the 55th District right there in Edwardsville, Illinois. Senator, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you. Good to be speaking with you.
Now, Senator, you're from the 55th District. How many senators you guys got over there?
59.
So, yeah. They start numbering them from Chicago down to downstate.
Right. Chicago's number one in a lot of things.
Right.
It is indeed. Before we get to Chicago and the immigration problem you're facing, I know you well. I know you to be a huge fan of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
What?
And they built a subdivision over there in Edwardsville called Ebbets Field, and all the streets are named after Dodger greats. You study the Dodgers. You're a fan of the Dodgers. You root for the Dodgers, Senator Plummer. How are they going to do in the postseason?
Well, they're going to win it all, John. You know that, right? I mean, anything less would be a disappointing season. No, I love baseball, and I love being in the St. Louis area because baseball has such a rich history here, but it's a family tradition. We're Dodger fans, and unfortunately, the Cardinals did not make the playoffs, so I know all of my friends like you, John, in St. Louis are probably rooting for the Dodgers this year, right?
Well, I like the Dodgers, only because of your family, but my heart this year is with the St. Louis Browns, who are vying in the American League. Now they're known as the Orioles or something. But that's who I'm pulling for. Because they've been in a bad way for many, many years, and they're number one in the American League right now. So that's where I'm headed.
So you like the underdogs, the guys that have a tough go of it. Yeah, is that why you have the Republican from Illinois on the radio this morning?
No, what he really likes, Senator, is people who leave St. Louis. So he's still rooting for the Arizona Cardinals, the L.A. Rams, and the Baltimore Orioles.
All right, let's get to immigration, shall we? So Senator Jason Plummer is our guest from Edwardsville, Illinois, District 55. Governor Pritzker, your governor there in Illinois, has written a letter very concerned about the influx of these refugees that have been sent to Chicago, and he says it's unsustainable. He's not happy with the Biden administration.
No, he's not. It's just further evidence that no one really has a plan for this for this issue. That's an issue of our making. The governor's fighting with the president. The governor's fighting with the mayor. The aldermen are fighting with the mayor. The Democrat majorities in Springfield are keeping their head down. They don't want to talk about it. So it's a real problem. And, I look at this several ways, right? I look at it with empathy for these people who are coming to the U.S. And, the governor and the mayor, they claim that we're a sanctuary state and we're all these different things. But then when the people start showing up, there's no plan to assist them. And really what you're setting these people up is for terrible experiences. You know, the stories you read about what's happening at the border, what's happening on their path to the border, and the women and the young ladies being raped and abused and people being murdered. And really what we need to be doing is we need to be, sending a message that this whole process is broken. It's not acceptable. And we need to start addressing it. But the governor doesn't have a plan to do that, so he's kind of flailing right now.
Yeah, it's interesting, and of course Illinois fiscally is in a challenging state, shall we say. What's going on with the budget over there, and are these refugees an additional drag on it?
Well, I mean, no doubt, and I mean, there's a few different ways you can look at this. I mean, first and foremost, when it comes to the budget, once again, the governor pounded his chest that he passed a balanced budget and all these things are great. And people like me said, basic arithmetic shows that the budget's not balanced, no matter how many different, types of gymnastics you try to play with the numbers. And now here we are, just a few short months after having passed the budget, that there's not enough funding for this issue. We have the AFSCME pay raises that can't be funded. And then we have this immigrant healthcare issue that has absolutely exploded. I think I was on with several of you guys a couple months ago talking about that issue, you know, and so we are, you know, more than $1 billion out of whack from a budgetary standpoint. The governor doesn't know where to find the money, so he's begging for, you know, federal help, and frankly, this is an issue that we created, and the federal government can't afford to bail out 50 Illinois. So Illinois needs to fix this problem itself. You know, the governor and his allies, the mayor, they say we're a sanctuary state. They you know, grab a microphone and tell everyone we're going to have free health care for illegal immigrants, and then they wonder why they're being overrun. You know, I can't imagine.
Yeah, Senator, two questions for you. You say that the budget's almost $1 billion out of whack. Is it all coming solely as a result of this immigration and refugee issue, or is it related to many other issues? I know you pointed out the raises to public employees.
Well, I mean, obviously the budget's a combination of a lot of factors. You know, every year that he has been in office, Governor Pritzker set a new record in state spending. And we've also had a lot of receipts from pandemic era money. We had larger than expected tax receipts in 2020 and 2021. And so, you know, there was a real missed opportunity to use a lot of the revenue that we saw that wasn't expected to fix some of the structural issues facing the state. So to your point, this is just one of a lot of things.
Perfect.
But when you have a health care plan for illegal immigrants that you intentionally underestimate the numbers on, when you underestimate, you know, you're spending a lot of things so that you can pass a budget and claim it's balanced, when Republicans are standing there saying, well, you know, this is going to cost three times as much, you're missing $300 million for the raises, you're missing this, you're missing that, you know, and now the governor is shocked that he needs money.
Yeah.
It's just not the way to manage a state. This reminds me a lot of, you know, during the depths of the pandemic when we were encouraging the governor to reallocate some of the funding. And the governor wrote the Senate Democrats, with the governor's support, wrote a letter to D.C. asking for $41 billion of a federal bailout. You know, the governor needs to plan. I'm a businessman, right? So I don't think about next quarter. I think about the next 10 years. And the state of Illinois kind of bumps and grinds from crisis to crisis instead of sitting back and really planning long term. And this immigrant situation is a perfect example.
Hey, Senator, any evidence? Obviously, this is a major problem up in Chicago, Cook County, and the surrounding metro there, and that it's putting a taxing drain on the entire state. Are we seeing any of these immigrants or refugees showing up in downstate? I know you're from Edwardsville. Have you seen an increase of folks there?
We've seen it in downstate. We haven't seen it near to the numbers that they've seen in Chicago and the areas around Chicago. You know, there's a real fight in the city and in Cook County right now because, you know, basically all the immigrants are being bused or traveling to Chicago, and then Chicago's overwhelmed. So now they're kind of moving them out into the Cook County municipalities and even into some of the further out suburbs. And the state is kind of forcing grant money onto these communities to try to house them. We haven't seen it too much downstate yet. You know, we've seen it in Champaign. We've seen it here in the St. Louis market and a couple other places, but not to the numbers that they've seen in Chicago.
So we're about a month, and we've got just about a minute left, State Senator Jason Plummer. We're about a month into this new Safety Act that does away with cash bail. A lot of concern by prosecutors all across the state, both parties, that this was going to allow dangerous people out. Have we seen any evidence of the effect of this new act?
Well, I mean, it's brand new. So, you know, I think a lot of it's yet to come. But, yes, we've already seen, you know, effects of it. You know, I think everyone agrees that reforms are needed. My problem is you can't use the state of Illinois as a guinea pig for dramatic reforms that no one really knows what's going to happen. I mean, there's just an article the other day of a guy that was he shot a dog in the head, and when he was arrested, he had 250 round ammunition magazines on him, and the judge released them, said he wasn't a threat to public safety. Now the prosecutors, and this happened up in Chicago, of course, the prosecutors requested to keep him in jail, but the judge sent him home. You know, before this law went into effect, that wouldn't have happened. And these stories are starting to get out more and more often. And, you know, ultimately, I'm a business guy. I'm not a prosecutor. I'm not a police officer. I'm not a judge. So, you know, the nice thing about being in public office is you encounter all kinds of things. And when I encounter, different things, I go to subject matter experts because I want to make the right decisions from the experts in those areas. And when every sheriff, when every prosecutor, when every state's attorney, when everybody I know who works in law enforcement says this is a really bad thing, this is going to lead to violence and crime and dangerous people getting out and impacting our communities, I tend to listen to them more than I listen to the politicians in Springfield. And it's a real problem. And if people in Missouri don't think that it's not going to impact them, just like this immigrant crisis, I assure you, Illinois folks that should be in jail will be impacting Missourians, just like the migrants coming to Illinois are stressing the healthcare systems that are based in St. Louis.
He is State Senator Jason Plummer, District 55 in Illinois, serving in the Illinois General Assembly. Senator Plummer, thanks for your time.